How do you think Blake bounces back from a couple of those interceptions?
Yeah, I think he's going to throw interceptions. You know, that's what I think is going to happen. I think over the course of his rookie year, interceptions are going to happen. And actually, throughout the course of his career, interceptions will happen. And hopefully they'll just minimize themselves as we go. But I think what Blake has a great ability to do, he threw the second interception, the one to Denard. And then the next drive, he came out there and we went 80 yards for a touchdown in 2 minutes. He doesn't have a big hangover effect there with the interceptions. He really moves on. And now we learn from them. We talk about them. We looked at them Monday. We looked at them again today. We talked about what we were trying to get accomplished and how that happened. You know, one of them was a fluke pick, right? One of them was a misunderstanding pick, miscommunication on the Denard one in terms of he thought he was going to do one thing and Denard did another, and you know, and Blake was wrong. He was wrong to hold the ball and then try to stick it in there when it wasn't there. And then the third pick is one that you can't have. We talked about that. You know, we can't turn the ball over against Tennessee inside the 10. We can't turn the ball against Tennessee inside the 20 and then come back and turn the ball over against Cleveland inside the 15. I mean, that's a recipe for not scoring a lot of points.
You mentioned possession time. Is that the biggest reason that you don't go up tempo more with Blake? I mean, everybody's saying, well, if he's so good in the 2 minute offense, do that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we ran no huddle offense 22% of the game last week. I think we ran it 29% the week before and 33% the week before that. You know, we, three of the last four games, we've had over 30 minutes time of possession. So that's been good for our defense and good for our offense to stay on the field and, you know, be able to have some longer drives. Do we not go more up tempo? Well, you know, we don't go up tempo because if we played 2 minute offense in the first quarter, it wouldn't look like that. You know, they would be different. We would be different. The way it would work out would be different. You know, you're not going to throw the ball every down. You know, there are certain times you want to get good looks. In our running game, you know, a lot of it's check with me. A lot of it's based on, you know, fronts and coverages. So you can't do that. You're just, you know, we don't want to just stick a run in to give the receivers a break.
Well, Steve Berline said you should do it all the time, so I figured Steve Berline said
that. Yeah.
Jed, now that your offensive line and quarterback have at least got some continuity together, you've got a healthier receiving core now. Are you, you keep waiting for that explosive game to, is this team ready to have that game where 31 points go up on the board?
Yeah.
The offense is.
Yeah, you know, this past game, it was one of those, you know, and I talked to our offense about it. We were, you know, we were driving down in there and we threw an interception on the 10. You know, which you'd like to say that should have been 7. We took a knee on the 12 at the end of the game. And, I think at that point in time we were running the ball, you know, we were running the ball really well there at the end of the game. And then we had a chance on a double move to Cecil up our sideline that we had a protection breakdown that I think, we would have on their sideline, we would have had a huge play there. So I'm excited for those things to happen. As I, you know, one of the things we got to do is we've got to capitalize. We crossed the 50. We got chances to score touchdowns. And we've got to do it. We've had some, you know, we had a two plays before we threw the interception. We had Cecil in the end zone for a touchdown and we just happened to miss him by a yard. That's going to happen, but you hope it doesn't happen then. You hope it happens maybe when you're on the minus 20, not on the plus 20. Cause that's, I think, how you go from, 15 points a game or whatever it is to 24 points a game to 30 points a game. That'll come. It's just going to come with time. And then the takeaways, you could see it, right? At Philly, we got takeaways. We score touchdowns. We get takeaways. That's going
to
happen.
How hard is it to do, what Denard's done? I mean, who knows where he goes from here, but to get to this point, you know, what he did Sunday to make that transition over this last year and change.
Yeah, I think it's neat to watch somebody that, you know, plays quarterback his whole life, right? Or plays quarterback his whole college career. And, you know, I know they messed around a little bit. Putting him back, but it's a different position playing running back. You know, it's different. So he, you know, last year we kind of played some wildcat and we put him in the slot and then we put him at back and then we made an offseason commitment saying, hey, he's going to play tailback. And, then with that, now it's playing tailback and, okay, well, you know, Toby got more carries early. So then you know, now how many carries is he actually getting? So to be able to see him develop and grow, I think it's a credit to him. It's a credit to Coach Richardson and, you know, Terry, how much he's worked with him to understand the run game from 7.5 yards back and, you know, see if we can develop that.